Morning Wake Up here, continuing along our 6 a.m. hour. It's great to have you here today and every day. It was really quite a sight this past weekend in downtown Lansing. I went with my my oldest, my son, and we were basically tooling around the car show. All along Capitol, Michigan Ave, Washington Square, and back around to Allegan. There were hundreds of cars out for this, people anxious to talk about their rides, and et cetera. There was just a buzz down at the Capitol, the kind that's kind of been missing in some respects in the political game of late until things heat up once again, as you know they will with roads. Somebody else who spends a lot of time, not with classic cars along that corridor, but in the halls and corridors of the Capitol, is Kyle Mullen of MERS News, who joins us now, as he always does on a Monday. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
How was your little break? How was your little time? Was it good? Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we were up at Mackinac Island. I could still probably be up there. Maybe the kids are a little worn out after it all, but yeah. I could certainly sit up there and enjoy the views a little longer.
Yeah, the views are nice, and unlike with the one that's done by the Detroit Chamber, this one you can kind of just relax. You don't have to go chasing around sound bites here and comments and podcasts there, and you just get a chance to chill. It's kind of nice, isn't it?
It's a little different when you're up there not having to work, that's for sure.
There's no question. Well, are they going to be keeping their work going here, meaning the legislators, this week? As you know, we got some ominous news from your man who was filling in last week, who said that he wouldn't be surprised if there really wasn't a deal until the end of not the summer, but the calendar year.
Yeah. Well, there's obviously some problems trying to get members of that House Republican caucus to go along with any type of revenue increase that exceeds over a couple $100 million. And, that's really where the problem is right now. You know, we have a situation where the governor didn't want to have to use any of the current budget to put toward a long-term road solution, and you got a House Republican caucus now that wants basically the whole thing to be taken care of that way, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of budge. Mm-hmm. And you try and go over to the Democratic side, and their proposal is to raise the corporate income tax, which is completely off the table for the Republicans. And now, this past week, Dave, we had a situation that's supposed to that I think is going to put a little more heat on lawmakers to do something, and that's this threat of the ballot proposal by the carpenters and the operating engineers to raise $900 million by raising the corporate income tax, with that money going to roads. And so, you put that out there as a possibility, and I don't know what the polling looks like. It doesn't look like they've revealed anything. But if the legislature can't come up with anything by the time this goes on the ballot next year, all of a sudden this looks like an attractive option.
Yeah, this was the one put forward by the carpenters and millwrights. And, in a crowded field, a potentially crowded field of proposals going forward for the voters on the ballot, this one, you're right, this one may have some traction, even with just the marijuana issues out there as well.
Yeah, and the reason is because the voters seem to want to have a long-term road funding solution, and this presents an option to them, something that they don't necessarily see that they don't have to pay. Now, obviously, the business community can put together a really compelling argument about how this affects the average taxpayer and the average voter, but it's nothing that the average taxpayer or voter who doesn't own their own business doesn't really see directly. It's not like they're going to pay for it on their income tax form, or they're going to pay for it directly out of their sales tax or their gas tax, which is so direct. And so if they feel like, oh yeah, we're going to have to raise revenue, why don't we just hit businesses who got a nice little break when Snyder took office? Hey, that seems to solve the issue for us. So that's something that Republicans got to be worried about and have to realize, well, geez, if we don't do X, we may get Y.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. We had the chamber on here last week, and naturally, through the radio, I could sense a very sour face when I mentioned this. And I think they're probably, if they feel like this could be coming down the pike, that they're going to put the heat on, they will collectively put the heat on the folks over in the legislature. You got to think that's highly likely, right?
Oh, I would think so. And as if the legislators don't have enough heat on them already. You know, one of the issues, too, though, for them is that I think to a person, everybody wants to do something for the roads. It's just that you have almost 110 ideas over there on the state house. And, you know, the problem is that they don't, you know, they don't have 56 votes for their one idea. So 110 ideas, but none of them with 56 votes.
Yeah, before we let you go here, a couple of Republican lawmakers in support of these contested food labeling regulations here. There was a lot of noise about this at the national level in Congress here. That would bar states from adopting bills that require companies and stores to label foods as genetically modified organisms or that they contain GMOs. And now this has some traction and it's sticking here in Michigan.
Well, and this was a topic that was brought up last week at the American Legislative Exchange Council, and we were at that conference in San Diego, and this was something that was talked about with all the lawmakers who were present, and most of the people who go to ALEC are obviously conservative. Mm-hmm. And they're concerned as far as the farming industry is concerned because there's a lot of that genetic engineering that goes on in Maine farming now, and you know, because they are trying to get away from having to do a ton of pesticides. So how do you create a seed that doesn't need all those pesticides that will keep the bugs off it so they get high yields and large plants? And you know, that's the other thing. That's not about the bugs, but what creates the biggest, juiciest, you know, tomato, or what creates the best vegetable that you'll get high yields? You know, how come I can't grow a carrot, you know, in my backyard that I can get from the store? You know, it's these kind of things. It's the seeds that they work with, and some of them are genetically engineered. And so if you have to start putting that on everything, like is being required in the state of, I believe, New Hampshire or Vermont, one of those, it creates a huge burden for Michigan because for these farmers, because now do I got to put this on all my bags or just the bags that are going into Michigan?
Right.
And, you know, it creates kind of a hardship. And meanwhile, everybody else is doing it. So what makes us so special? And so that's the question that these farmers have to ask. You know, if we're going to do this, let's do it on the national level. So, you know, I just got to bag this one time and put the labeling on there one time, as opposed to different states having different regulations on this. I got to be concerned about how, you know, where I'm shipping this off to.
Tom Malin, he's the editor and he's also the co-owner of MERS News here in Lansing, does a wonderful job. And, of course, we're happy to have him back from Mackinac Island, where he did not bring enough fudge to share with the Morning Wake Up listeners this morning. We appreciate you being here, Kyle, as always. Kyle Malin, MERS News. More coming up on the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley. Keep it here, 1320 WILS.